From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the latest on the war crimes trial of former Yugoslav leader Slobodan Milosevic at The Hague. But our lead story today comes out of Europe, where U.S. Special Envoy James Baker is on a mission to get nations there to cooperate in relieving Iraq of billions of dollars in debt. In Germany, Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder said that his country would contribute substantially. Earlier, Mr. Baker met with French President Jacques Chirac in Paris, and after their talks, he sounded upbeat.
We had a very, very, I think, fruitful discussion with the president, and I think that we are agreed that it is important to reduce this debt, if at all possible, in the year 2004. And I think that we basically have agreement on that, on the parameters of that statement.
Joining us by phone from Paris is the director of the French Center on the United States at the French Institute of International Relations in Paris. He's Guillaume Parmentier. Mr. Parmentier, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
What specifically is Mr. Baker asking France to do, and is France going to be willing to do it?
The impression is that he's going to ask for at least partial release of the debt that France has over Iraq and has had for a very long time. Now, I don't expect that many Frenchmen think that in the short term we're going to get this debt back. The French, obviously, having opposed the war, are not necessarily happy with going through the American conditions. We recognize that the stability of Iraq is of great importance to the Middle East and therefore to France as well. I don't expect that Mr. Baker is going to ask France to relinquish everything, I mean, this whole debt, but he's probably going to ask France to make a gesture. This is essentially private debt, and the companies have written it off ages ago. I mean, after all, since 1990, there hasn't been any prospect of this debt being paid.
This is money that Iraq spent for weapons and weapons systems that was used in the Iran-Iraq war. Is that correct?
Partly, but also, I suppose, some of the money has gone to subsidize the style of living of the leadership.
Would it be fair for Iraq to say to France, you know, we were run by this brutal dictator. You knew he was a brutal dictator when you did business with him. So therefore, the Iraqi people really shouldn't have to repay this.
First of all, that would be illegal under international law. A debt is owed by a country, not by a government. And second of all, France was hardly the only country during the Iran-Iraq war to trade with Iraq and to support the Iraqi government. Certainly the American administration did that too. And indeed, one can name a certain number of principals in this particular administration who in different positions supported Iraq at the time.
Does the capture of Saddam Hussein over the weekend help the differences that the United States has had with France and other countries in Europe?
Well, I don't think it makes a great deal of difference, but obviously it's a good thing that he was arrested. It's a good thing that he wasn't killed. It's a good thing that he's going to withstand trial. And therefore, this all goes in the right direction from everyone's point of view. So in that sense, it helps a bit because it clears the atmosphere to a degree. But I don't think it's going to make a big difference to the judgments that one passes on the war and its aftermath.
It's still an issue that the French feel strongly about.
Well, what seems to be the case is that in many respects, the French have been vindicated in their opposition to the war because the operation is not working out remarkably well. Indeed, many Americans say so. I've heard a senior American diplomat say recently, privately, of course, that the Americans had won the war and the French had won the argument, which is a fairly good statement.
Guillaume Parmentier is the director of the French Center on the United States at the French Institute of International Relations in Paris. Mr. Parmentier, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.